Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Momentarily, we should be joined by the second-round draft pick of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes. Now,
a guy you love. Am
yes.
I right? You love Landon Dickerson?
I do, because not only his talent, his stuff he does on the field, he looks like he's a fun guy.
Does it fit Philly at all, Al?
He fits Philly. He's going to be a battler.
Then we better bring him on right now. Ladies and gentlemen, second-round draft pick, and a guy you're going to love playing for the Eagles, Landon Dickerson. Hi, Landon.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, you are perfectly made for Philadelphia. Are you excited you're playing in this city?
Yes, sir, absolutely. I couldn't think of a better place to be.
What have you heard about us, Landon?
I've heard that the fans, you know, they're one of a kind, die hard. They're going to die for their team. And, you know, that's what I'm looking for, because I'm the same way with my city. So, yeah, I'm just really excited to be surrounded by a fan base that's all in, that loves football, sports in general, and just has a history of being awesome.
All right, Landon, can you just tell us what it's like when you dreamed of being in the National Football League and they call your name? What was that moment like for you when you got drafted?
It's really a surreal moment, and I think for the first couple of days I was still in shock. It really didn't hit me that it happened. It's, you know, it's something that, you know, a lot of us work our whole lives for. I mean, I've been playing football since I was 4 years old. So, you know, this is 18 years later that this comes to fruition. And, you know, it's just a great feeling. It's like, it's almost like you've been like studying for a test for 18 years. And, you know, you're waiting around to see what you got on the test, and you end up like getting an A+, you get 100 on it. So, I mean, I don't even have words to describe how excited and, you know, relieved I am that just all of that happened.
All right, you said you were playing when you were four. How old were you, Landon, when you said, well, you know what, I think I might be pretty good at this game?
You know, I've never really had that, you know, I might be pretty good at this. I started focusing more on just football in high school, probably around my sophomore year, maybe, you know, 14, 15 years old. I was like, you know, I enjoy this sport the most. So, you know, this is where I'm going to put my time and energy.
All right. So you go to Florida State and you make the team as a starter, as a true freshman. Describe that. That doesn't happen at Florida State, right, Landon? This is a very unusual situation.
So I think really the biggest thing is, like, I've always had the mentality to go in and compete wherever I go. And, you know, it's really about, you know, I'm going to challenge myself to be the best player I can be. I'm going to challenge other guys to push themselves, and I want them to challenge me back. So as we got into it, you know, we go through camp. You know, we start sorting, you know, first team, second team, all that stuff. And then, you know, it was really just about trying to be the best player I could be and doing whatever I could to make the team better. So, you know, we first get there and, you know, I'm put on scout team, you know, fourth team. And as, you know, a guy who's always been larger and fairly decent at football, you know, I've never been on scout team before. But it was always just about grinding, you know, giving 110% every day, trying to show the coaches what I can do and working my way up in the depth chart.
Wow. All right. What made you transfer to Alabama?
I just thought at that point in time, you know, I was looking for something a little different in coaching, and Alabama fitted. I mean, with the amount of resources, you know, we have at Alabama, you know, coaching staff, you know, strength coaches, other staff up there. I mean, it offered me a great opportunity to go not only develop myself personally on the field, but also, you know, learn and get knowledge from coaches. You know, they've been coaching 30, 40 years. You know, at times we have four or five head coaches in that building that, you know, they're, you know, analysts, assistant coaches that you can just pull a ton of knowledge from. And that's one thing that I really wanted to do was develop myself, you know, overall in every aspect of football that way.
You know, here's another thing that blows my mind about you, Landon. You had 2 years of college eligibility left, but also already had your degree. That's unbelievable. Did you take post-grad? What did you do at Alabama because you had already graduated?
Yes, sir. So I actually spent those 2 years at Alabama getting my master's in business administration.
Wow.
That's all.
Wow. You're unbelievable. All right. So, and even your girlfriend came with you. Is that right, Landon? She went from Florida State to Alabama as well?
Yes, sir. She did. And she actually got her master's in business administration as well.
Wow. This is unbelievable. All right. So now you're there and you're there as a guard. And then suddenly they need you to play center. You've never done it. And you start right in with no experience at center. Tell me what that was like.
Again, it goes back to just wanting to compete. You know, right then, I think we had an injury kind of that led to my transition to center, and it just, you know, happened to be coach wants to get the best five guys on the field regardless of, you know, what position you play. So it just so happened that, you know, I was going to go to center and have to make that adjustment. And, you know, I'm not a guy that wants to go in and make excuses and say, you know, well, I didn't do good in this game because, you know, y'all moved me to center. No, for me it was, all right, you know, we compete at a high level regardless of what happened. So I have to go in here, and there's a standard I have to meet, and I'm going to exceed it.
Wow. And here's the thing through this whole story that blows my mind, Landon. You are clearly an incredible competitor, and you keep getting denied the opportunity to compete because you get hurt, four different injuries. Can you describe how frustrating that's been for you?
It's not necessarily frustrating. I'm actually, you know, injuries give you a chance, and they're a learning experience, really, in my opinion. So, you know, I don't ever sit back and think about, you know, I could have done this different, or I could have done that. I mean, you know, they're in the past, and you can't change that. So, you know, my mindset is, you know, let's learn from it and move on. You know, see what we can do different next time. So, you know, for me, it's always, you know, it kind of sounds bad, but I've been thankful for them because, you know, these injuries have taught me a lot about who I am as a player, you know, mentally and physically, what I need to do to take care of my body and go about it so that I, you know, I can take care of myself and, you know, act like a professional when it comes to football.
I got to tell you the truth, Landon. Your story, like, should be a movie because then you're in Alabama. And they love you so much there. You're injured. You get hurt in the playoffs. When you're winning the championship, they bring you out for the final snap. Could you tell us what that felt like when they thought enough of you to incorporate you into the championship game, even though you were hurt?
I mean, honestly, I've been asked this question a couple times. And, you know, I think the best, like you kind of said, a movie, I think the best thing to relate it to is it's almost like a Disney movie moment. You know, everything just kind of – everything's happy at the end. Everybody got what they want. I mean, just a surreal moment that you couldn't believe happened. So, I mean, I really still don't have words to describe it. I mean, I'm just so appreciative of, you know, the fact that coach and the players, you know, they let me go in and take those final couple snaps and, you know, be a part of it one last time. And it was just – I mean, I couldn't be more thankful for all those guys and everybody in that building.
Says a lot about you too, Landon. Hey, Landon, I would be remiss if I did not get a scouting report from you on the number one pick the Eagles made, Devontae Smith. What can you tell us about him?
I can tell you anything bad that you may have heard. Yep. You know, I think the biggest knock on Smitty is his weight from other people. You can throw that out the window. You know, at the end of the day, we're football players, and it's about getting a job done. And I don't think anybody in college football got the job done better than Smitty. I mean, I don't care, you know, what safety, what corner's on him, who's trying to reroute him. Smitty's going to get open, he's going to catch the ball, and he's going to find the end zone. It doesn't matter. So he's going to compete every day. I'm not worried about him. I can't tell you how excited I am to have him up here with me. And for us, just, you know, we get to stay together. We get to compete even more. And, you know, I know he's going to thrive this year and in his career in the league.
All right. Our dream here in Phil, you know, we love football. We love the Eagles, Landon. Our dream is both you guys are going to be there together leading them to another championship. How confident are you you're going to be able to stay healthy in the NFL?
Yeah, I feel good about how I take care of myself moving forward. I know what I need to do, you know, lifting wise, diet wise, rehab wise, to keep my body feeling good throughout the season. So, you know, football is, you know, it's a weird sport. Things happen that you can't control. But from my end, I feel like I'm taking all the necessary steps to take care of my body.
All right, I have one last thing, and it's because I forgot to ask Devontae this, and I'm still kicking myself. Did you also face Nick Sirianni in a game of rock, paper, scissors?
Yes, sir, I did.
And who won that?
I won that.
All right, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not positive, Linda. I think he's throwing these games. I think he's tanking. Hey, you guys, he lost to all the top draft picks.
Now, I will say this.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to look at it mathematically, you have just as good odds of winning as you do losing if you try to win or if you try to lose in rock, paper, scissors.
Oh.
So if you just from a mathematics side, if you try to lose, you have just as good as the chance to win as you do if you're trying to win. So
wow. Oh. This kid is too smart for me. Landon, you know who else you're going to love here? Jason Kelce. I know you're going to work with him. You guys are perfect for each other. You're going to love it here in Philadelphia. I can't thank you enough for doing this today.
Yes, sir. No, I appreciate you guys having me on. I'm really excited to get up there, get situated, and get back to playing football.
Landon, thank you, and best of luck. Thanks very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Take care.
I am in love.
I lost Dave. Yeah,
I love this
too.
Guy. Yeah, I like this guy. Yeah,
excuse
you like
me. Excuse
you
me.
You seriously are, probably.
He's
oh my
too young
God.
For me.
Al, I've done a few of these.
You want to know why?
I love that young man.
He called you sir like every time you asked a question.
Not for that.
Sir? That is a Southern thing.
So thoughtful and articulate.
And he's bonkers.
And committed.
Yeah, the way do you get to know him? He is crazy.
And he plays a brute. You want aggressive Roop.
I like aggressive.
He knocks people over.
Well, but you know what they said? He reminds you of the guy whose number he wore, John Runyon.
Runyon.
Yeah.
No, seriously. He is number six. All right, now you're going to need two jerseys.
What do you
all
need?
Right, you're going to need the number six. You're going to need number 69. Jeez. And you know what guy told me, Ruben Amaro?
What is it?
He said, if you're going to draft a guy, and you're in football. Rue, Alabama seems fairly safe.
You got to do it.
Right?
You got to get from the best. And they're as close to an NFL team as there is.
Yep.
So why not take those players?
Wow. Al, that.
No, he's a character, man.
I need a minute.
It's unbelievable. He's unbelievably smart and funny.
Hold
on. You have a fan.
He's verklempt.
I'm getting, God.
You're embarrassing.
I'm getting hot flashes right now.
You're getting flushed. Me too.
You're too old even for that.
Jeez, I love Murphy. That kid.
My face feels right.
You know, honestly, can I just? This is why I would be a bad drafter.
Yeah. Everybody.
If I talked to him for five minutes, I would have drafted him in the first.
I hope he can play.
You want to know what was great about his answer?
I have to have him.
No, when you asked about Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
Sometimes you talk to these guys and they act like, you know, the stuff that's been said about other players they've never heard of before. I know what it is. His build, you know, and he just went.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was a great answer.
Oh,
and
God.
And he does cartwheels.
Give me a minute. Hey.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.